If you just tuned in to Classical WMUK, we are featuring a brand new album, incredible production and composition and arrangement by my guest, Stratos, also known as Eddie Codrington, and an alum of Western Michigan University. Many of the artists on the album have connections here, but also you mentioned Atlanta, you mentioned LA, New York. So it's part of becoming kind of a musician of the world.
Yeah, and I forgot to mention as well, Ukraine, my friend Yakov Tsvitinsky provided trumpet and trombone, you know, I think.
Oh, wow.
So he was here, I think, from 2016 to 2018 doing his master's, and we knew him mostly as a trumpet player, but now he's taken on trombone. As well as my friend Walter Cano.
Why? Why do people do this?
I know.
I think, stick to their thing. That's a hard thing for,
yeah,
you know, people who like, I like it when people are predictable and in their lane.
Yeah.
And nobody's doing that anymore.
I know, yeah, and everyone's just so good at everything now. It's ridiculous. Including, yeah, my friend Walter Cano, he's normally a trumpet player as well, but he provided euphonium and horn on this. And so I was like, okay, you know, let's get a whole orchestra if we can.
Well, here is a chance to talk about how this actually was done, because you can hear so much going on in this track, so much layering, building, and, you know, specific sounds that you wanted that aren't heard in nature necessarily. Mm. So, I mean, this sounds like a lot of work, and work that I don't know how I don't know how it's done.
Mm.
But before we went on the air, I asked you, where did you do this? And you said your home studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how much listening did it take to get this track done?
Yeah, man, I think, yeah, I had this track in my, you know, on my desktop for a long time, because I really wanted to, you know, because this is the only one that's based off of another piece.
Clearly.
So I really wanted to, you know,
I also
make
loved
it,
that, by the way.
Oh.
I could identify so much.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm glad, you know, I wanted people who knew the original to sort of at least have their ears be perked up, you know. So
yeah.
That's why at the beginning I had the melody just, you know, I'm just going to lay it out. I'm not going to do anything to it. Here it is.
Yeah.
And so people would be like, oh, okay, yeah, I think I've heard that. And then to just take it, you know, wherever I could. But yeah, it was tricky from a writing standpoint, just to figure out, like, okay, how do I make this something that, you know, tells this thing. Basically, I think it's like an exaggerated version, you know, of Mars, Bringer of War, because when I listen to the original, yeah, I think of metal. I think of like really heavy, you know. And so I was like, okay, this seems like the perfect marriage.
Yeah, I can almost hear that massive orchestra sound as I'm listening to this, like overlaying it in a way, and that's why it feels so so right, so appropriate, as the same intensity is there.
Mm.
But I still want to bring you back to how in the world you did it. You're looking at a computer screen. You've got many, many tracks going on. People, you're sending layers to people. Say, let's talk about David Binney, the soloist here. He sends you back his takes.
Yeah.
And from there, you just build and build.
Yeah, I think the process is, I think, first, yeah, like first composition. So I'll write, you know, I'll write stuff out, or in this case, I'll play it just into, because I didn't write anything down for the record. I didn't notate anything. So I'll play into it. And, you know, with the saxophone, I've got a pretty good range, so I can cover the, you know, the trumpet part and like the flute part or whatever with just that. And I get like a little idea going. And then I'll orchestrate it. And so I'll think, okay, who, you know, I can have maybe trumpets here, you know, French horns here, and then I'll send it out to my friends like, hey, I've isolated these couple of tracks. Can you just match this and then, you know, add this there? And then I get that back from everyone, and then, you know, it's, you know, trying to blend that into the mix. And at this point, I think I'm dealing with like you know, 100 tracks because it's like, I think there's like 30 French horns and 30 trombones and 30 trumpets. So it's pretty big.
And I would never get it done.
Yeah, it's...
I would just like, whoops, I did too much and now it's not getting finished.
It's tricky to deal with. Yeah, you know, I kind of have to like really organize and sending it to Benny, that was the last thing because I was like, okay, if I'm sending it to this guy, I want it to be pretty, you know, I don't want him to have to, you know, work at anything. So he was the last person I sent it to. And that really informs like how I write because, you know, since we're not all in the same room, I really have to think, okay, what can I send to him that'll make the most sense for him? And in this case, it was basically just here's something to just shred over. You know, can you add this texture that you so, you know, are so good at? So
what did he say?
He, you know, he's a man of few words. So he was like, yeah, I'll get to it. And I was like, okay, great. And then 3 weeks later, he sent it to me. You know, as I was telling you, he was like, hey, I'm, you know, I got time. And I was in bed, you know, the 3 hour time difference from LA to here. And I scrambled out of bed and sent him the track. And, you know, and then he did what he did on it.
He said, I liked soloing on this.
Yeah. He was like, that was fun. I was like, that's, you know, it's going on my resume.
If you just tuned in, my guest is Stratos. You can find the album on Bandcamp at stratosmusic.bandcamp.com. It's called Planets. And we've just listened to an amazing arrangement of Mars that takes after the Gustav Holst composition from the Planets. We'll be moving on to another planet shortly here on Classical WMUK. Eddie, when, you know, you make an album this way, it's a huge, huge achievement. Do you always want to make albums this way, or are you looking at other options down the road?
Yeah, I think this album was really fun because I got to sort of, it was an extreme. I was, as I was saying before, I did the whole thing in 4 months, which I wouldn't, yeah,
my
mind
is blown.
I wouldn't wish that on anyone. But what was fun is, you know, the learning opportunities. Now I kind of know what I want to leave and what I want to take. And I think I gained an incredible amount of independence on this record. And so I think what I want to take from this is knowing when to, you know, get things done myself and then knowing when to, you know, to have other people, you know, add their expertise and then also know to say that, you know, to best communicate what I want from them. And so, you know, for the next record, I think I want, you know, a little bit of a studio experience, a little bit of a, you know, home production experience and sort of the best of those worlds.
Yeah, yeah. I want to look out to the date, October 20th, which is the release event for Planets, and we'll have to travel a little to get to that event if we want to do it. Tell us about what you've planned.
Yeah, so I'm playing October 20th at 9 p.m. at Rockwood Music Hall in Brooklyn, New York. I'll be having an opener by my friend Erez Levin. He has a band called Magic Toaster, and yeah, it's going to be me and a lot of the people from the record. So me, Julia Moff will be singing, Daniel Durst on bass. He's in New York, so he doesn't have to go anywhere. Alex Mansour is flying in from L.A., as well as my friend Beckett Cerny. And then Patrick Arthur's coming from Atlanta. And it blows my mind that they're all willing to fly out and play. But it's going to be a great time.
Strikes me that because this was created in the studio, you'll all have to learn the music with each other.
Yeah, and we're currently, you know, some students at Western might tell you that they've seen me coming to and from Dalton to try to get this music together, you know. So we're all currently practicing. You know, they're sending me videos like, hey, man, this Mars thing is not easy.
No, it's not.
You know, and I'm like, I'm sorry, man, you know, but I think it'll be worth it. So, yeah, I had to transcribe the music and notate it. And now I'm practicing it. So,
that's wonderful. For the New York, in Brooklyn, New York premiere of the album in its live form, I hope you bring it back and take it a few places.
Yeah.
Because what an opportunity to share the album. But if not, we can all hear it right now. You can download it. You can get it in a few different ways. There happens to be a special physical copy.
Yeah. So if, and there's only couple copies left, but if you'd like a vinyl of this record, that's also available on my website, and the vinyl is a special color. I won't tell you, but it's not black. I'll just say that.
Oh, cool! Yeah, yeah. I can just so in coming up with adjectives to describe the album, psychedelic was one.
Yeah.
I could see taking that album and looking it through the light.
It's got some of those qualities, I'd say. Yeah.
All right. So you'll find it all at the Bandcamp site, but I should also really plug your actual artist site, which is?
So www.stratostones.com. That's where you can find
Stratostones.
Everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Including, you know, possibly hiring you to photograph an event.
Yeah, yeah.
It says film photography too.
Yeah, I shoot exclusively film, and that's also been a journey alongside with production that's been incredible.
You've done some amazing portraits of artists that clearly show, you know, you are simpatico with their personalities, their state, you know, how to make an artist look like, not look like they're, you know, primped and put on display.
Right, right.
Like they're actually having thoughts and, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen over the years, I can take you to the classical library here and you'll see a lot of really deer in the headlight shots of artists. Yeah, that's not the quality I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think it's fun with film because it's, you know, it's so much slower, it's more tactile. You know, you can't really see the photo, so with my model, you know, we really have to work together, you know, to make something. And so I think people are a lot more willing to, you know, experiment or, you know, especially when they see the camera that they use. It's from the 80s. It's called a Mamiya RZ67. And it's probably, you know, like if, I don't know, like Barbra Streisand were to have a studio shoot in the 80s or something, that's probably what they would have used. So when people see it already, it's, you know, you know, makes you a little bit more like less alarmed. It's like, oh, okay, you know, that's interesting. What's, you know, what's that? And we can sort of work together to make something, you know, analog and tactile and fun. So I think that already puts my subjects at ease.
Another aspect of Stratos, and that's stratostones.com, you said.
Yeah.
Because I mentioned it before, and because it's a fairly short track and I'm doing really badly at getting in all the music I wanted to get in, I would like to listen to the John Hebert track called Saturn. This is After Jupiter, which is also fantastic. Mm. But, you know, we just heard Mars. This is a great contrast.
Yeah.
Let's listen. Thank you. Well, whether you like it or not, I'm going to call it sweet. There's sweetness in that to me. And of course, we heard Mars earlier, which was super fierce.
So yeah,
that's a lot of range here. And pandemic questions, frustrations, and excessive energy that you put into this in 4 months to bring it out. We should mention John Hebert on bass. He is currently professor of bass here at Western Michigan University and brings with him a huge career in performance, huge name in the bass world. So how exciting was that to just work with? I mean, a lot of artists around here are really top notch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was exciting. I met John. He was a guest artist here first. I think it was in 2016. And, you know, we got to have a lesson together and play together a little bit. And we stayed in touch ever since then. And then when he came to Western, you know, it was me that got to show him around and like, hey, maybe you should buy this house or, you know, that place. And he's like, wow, this rent is so cheap, you know, compared to New York. And yeah, we've been friends ever since. And I've just been so lucky to, you know, have him play on all of my music. And he just brings such a, you know, such a vibe to everything. You know, he just brings it into his own world, but, you know, without changing it, you know. So, yeah.
He's on the track that we just heard called Saturn. What made you think Saturn was kind of a gentler place?
Yeah, I think at that point I was thinking less of like the planets and more of like, you know, the album as a whole. And so obviously after Mars and Jupiter, I was like, okay, we need, for that to work, we need to, you know, take it somewhere else for a little while. I think also like, you know, the amount of time that you spend on those tracks, you know, because I'm putting in, you know, hundreds of hours on this stuff, you know, I think my idea of like how long things are gets warped. And, you know, for me, I was like, I worked on Mars and Jupiter kind of simultaneously. And for me, I was like, wow, this is like a lot of high energy stuff, you know, because I'm in that Mars space for so long. So I'm like, yeah, I need a break from this. I think everyone needs a break from this. Mm. And so that's where Saturn came in. And I originally tried to make kind of a campfire song, you know. It was kind of like, let's, you know, imagine ourselves around. I originally wanted to like sing and write lyrics, but I ran out of time.
Hey, that could happen,
you know,
down the road.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm going to, you know.
Keep it in mind.
Exactly. And yeah, I just wanted something really, really nice.
You've been so forthcoming this hour, talking in great depth about this music and your process and you know, what you're going for. Right now, I'm realizing what a huge resource you are right now. You could give a lot of this, share it with a lot of people who need to learn and kids and things like that. But you're planning to leave Kalamazoo. And I'm happy for you because where you're going, it seems to be an absolutely thriving place for jazz right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm leaving Kalamazoo in August, and yeah, it's, you know, I've never lived anywhere other than Michigan, and it's, you know, it's exciting, but it's a little scary.
Yeah.
You know, especially like I think this is my eighth year in Kalamazoo, or seventh or eighth year, and you know, it's really become, you know, a home to me.
And we have you for another almost a year.
Yeah, yeah.
So could someone use you as a reason, ask to take lessons or find ways to have you listen to their music or,
yeah,
you know, are you open to that?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't have any students right now. You know, no one asks me. So I've got, you know, time and yeah, I'd love to. I mean, one of the cool things I got to do in my last couple of semester or two of grad was leading the WMU Jazz Lab Band.
Yeah.
And that was an awesome experience. I had a great group of students and we just had a lot of fun learning together and, you know, they were gracious with me as I was trying to navigate my, you know, first time as a director. And so, yeah, if anyone wants to come study with me, I'd be honored.
That would be terrific. I have to let you go. I'm so sorry. It's like the end of the hour. And so we will listen on the way out to Neptune, which features the voice of Julia Moffa.
Yes.
And please check out Stratos's album and website. The album is Planets, and the website is stratostones.com. Thank you very much, Eddie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.